Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the sixth parak of Maseches Gittin, and we're up to parak Vav, Mishnah Beis. So says the Mishnah, the Mishnah is going to talk about if a woman got a get through a shliach, and she doesn't have the get, so she's going to have to prove that she received the get, and that she's actually divorced. So Isha Shomer Eskabali Giti, a woman told a shliach, I want you to receive the get on my behalf, meaning he's a shliach lekabala. So as soon as the get is given into this shliach's hand, she is divorced. This woman is divorced. But the shliach never actually brought the get here. So he received the get, but he didn't actually bring it to her. So tzricha shtei kidei edim. She's going to need two sets of witnesses if she wants to claim that she's divorced. Shnayim sha'omrim b'faneinu amra. You need two witnesses to say, yes, we know, we can verify that this woman made this shliach a shliach l'kabala. U'shayim sha'omrim b'faneinu kibal v'kara. And two other witnesses who say, we know that, it doesn't have to be two other, it could be the same witnesses also, but that we know that this fellow actually received the get on her behalf and then tore the get up, so we know that she's actually divorced. Now, says the Mishnah, filu heina rishonim vein achronim, like we just said, it doesn't have to be two separate sets of witnesses, it could be the same set of witnesses, o'echon rishonim ve'echon achronim, even if there's one witness from the first set who testifies that the woman had made the guy shliach l'kabbalah, and one witness from the second set who testifies about the guy receiving the get, ve'echon besarif himayin, and then there's another witness that joins with both of them, so you have two witnesses for each stage, and that's perfectly fine. Nara hamurasa, when you have a nara who's given over for eris, who has erisin, hiva avia mekablin askita, in order for her to get divorced, she can receive her own get, because she's ready a gedola, she's ready bastas, a nara means she's over the age of 12, between 12 and 12 and a half, but her father can also receive a get on her behalf, because until she becomes a bogeres, the father still has control over her. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, ein shtei yadayim zochas ka'achas. No, it can't be that there are two potential people who have the right to receive a get for this woman. Ella aviha mekabel eskita bilvad. Only the father has the right. She does not have the right to receive her get when she is a nara. V'kol she'eni cholu lishmar eskita. If a girl is so young and so much of a child that she can't even guard her get, she can't protect her get, meaning she's going to see a get, she'll just think it's a random piece of paper and throw it out. So then she can't be divorced, even if her father receives the get for her, it doesn't work, because the pasuk in Chumash tells us, ki yikach ish isha uvala vayilam lasim tzachem beinav ki matzvah ervas davar v'kasav la'asevah krisos v'nasan biyada v'shilcha mibeso. So that last line, shilcha mibeso, that he sends her away from his house, means that he has to be able to send her away from his house, and she understands that she's supposed to stay away. But a girl who doesn't even know how to be shomeres hezgita is likely to come back, and she's going to be like, okay, I know we got in a fight before, but I'm home, and she's not going to understand, no, there is no coming home. You're divorced right now. Okay, now we move on to Mishnah Gimel. Says the Mishnah, ketana shomer eskabeli giti. If a ketana says to someone, I want you to receive my get on my behalf, meaning I want you to be my shliach lekabala. And the guy went and he received the get. Enu get hachegi get liyada. It's not a get until she actually receives the get, because you can't be a shliach lekabala for a katana. Leficha chemratza abal achzer yachzer. So if the husband wants to back out, he can still back out up until the time it arrives in her hand. She'ein katan osa shliach, because someone who's a katan does not have the ability, the legal ability, to make a shliach. So her appointment of this fellow as a shliach lekabala means nothing. Aval im amar lo avia, but if it was her father who said to a shliach, tzevis kabila biti gita, I want you to receive the get for my daughter, im ratza lahachzir lo yachzir, and then the husband gave the get to that guy, then he cannot change his mind, because the get is already binding, because the father has the ability to make a shliach, because the father is obviously not a katan. Ha'omer ten getz al ishti B'makom ploni. If a husband says to a shliach, give this get to my wife in a certain place, and the shliach goes and gives the get to the wife, but in a different place, possible. The get is possible because the husband didn't say to give it in a different place. He said to give it in a place where he wanted it to be given. We have to work with the assumption that he didn't say the name of the place for no reason. He Dafka wants to keep his reputation intact in other places, and that place he's not going to mind get being delivered on his behalf. But in other places, he does mind. But if what he said is, give this get to my wife. If you want to know where to find her, she's always in the nail salon. So you can go to the nail salon and find her there. And then he went and he found her in the supermarket. So kosher. The get is still going to be kosher. Because when he says, he's not insisting that he only wants it delivered in that place. He's just giving the guy a maramakum of where you could find her. If a woman says to a shliach, I want you to receive my get in a certain location, and the guy went and he received the get somewhere else, puzzle. So then the get is puzzle because she, Dafka, wanted to get divorced in that place, and the guy is not authorized to receive the get anywhere else. But Rabbi Eliezer Machshir, Rabbi Eliezer says that it is kosher, because even though she said makom ploni, she's also just maramakum. She's just trying to show the shliach where you can find this fellow. So even if she doesn't mention, even if she mentions exactly where she wants it, we assume that she's just trying to say where you can find the husband. Haveli giti mimakom ploni. If she told someone, bring me my get from makom ploni, and she did not say to be mekabel the get for her, vevila mimakom acher, and that person brought the get from somewhere else, kosher, then that's going to be kosher, because the guy is not really the woman's shliach, because he's not a shliach lekabbalah, he's a shliach lealacha, so he's the husband's shliach, and the husband didn't insist on any particular makom. Okay, let's review what we learned today. So in Mishnah Beis, we said that a woman appoints a shliach lekabbalah, and then she doesn't have the get to show for it, needs two sets of edim, one set of edim to say that we know that she appointed the shliach lekabbalah, another set of edim to say that we know that the shliach lekabbalah actually received it, and it could be the same set of edim. It could even be a mix and match of two edim for this, two edim for that, where it's one common person for both of them. And then we said that in Naru Murasa, there's machlokas who can receive her get. Tanakama says either she or her father. Rabbi Yehuda says no, there can't be two people who can receive her get, only her father, not her. And we said that if she's so young that she's not even able to protect her get, then she's just not able to get divorced, even if her father receives her get on her behalf. Then in Mishnah Gimel, we said that if a katana tries to make a shliach lekabbalah, it does not work because she's not able to make a shliach since she's a katana. But if the katana's father makes a shliach lekabbalah of the get, then the shlichus does work. If a person says, give this get to my wife in a specific location, and the shliach gives it somewhere else, it's possible. But if he says, give this get to my wife, and you can find her in a specific location, and he gives it to her somewhere else, then it's going to be kosher. If a woman says, I want you to receive my get in a specific location, and he went and he received the get somewhere else, that's a machlokas. Tanakama says, possible. Rabbi Eliezer says, kosher. If a woman says, bring me my get from a specific location, even if he brought it from, if the shliach went and brought it from somewhere else, it's kosher, because ultimately that shliach is really the shliach of the Baal and not the shliach of the Isha. Okay, Bezrim, tomorrow we'll pick up with Mishnah Dalet.